This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Small Business Conversations podcast, MoneyWeb's weekly SME show highlighting critical issues affecting South Africa's small business environment. This week on the pod, we turn our focus to legal literacy and the critical role it plays in strengthening SMEs. M-Prem Attorneys, a law firm specializing in corporate advisory and business law, has recently launched an online legal resource center called eLegal. The platform aims to strengthen the business owner's legal muscle and bridge the gap between entrepreneurship and the law. But don't take my word for it. I have with me Manisha Prem, the founder of this platform, joining us on the pod. Hi, Manisha. How are you?
Hi, Akona. Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure is all mine to have you. Manisha, can we start at the beginning? What convinced you to create this online legal resource aimed at entrepreneurs and business owners? What gap did you feel strongly about filling with the eLegal platform?
So this platform itself is based on an offline program which was established in 2016. So working with small business owners and growing businesses has been part of our offering for the past 15 years or so. And what we found is there are some repetitive behaviors, some repetitive patterns or mistakes that were reoccurring within a growing business. And as a result of that, it was necessary for us to establish something that could address those mistakes at an early stage of business development. So it's definitely based on the common mistakes that small businesses are making.
Can we just, since we're on that topic there, what are those common mistakes that you've picked up in your experience?
So, you know, the lack of acknowledgement of the importance and the significance of law in business at an early stage does compound. It does add to future challenges, blocks, and problems as the business grows, for the very reason that there's a lack of foundation or a weaker foundation. So some of these specific examples would include not understanding labor laws and ensuring that they're complying with labor legislation, or developing frameworks that encompasses the legal perspectives of law. So compliance, governance, as well as contracts management. So there are specific issues, that there are specific challenges, but in general, there's actually the lack of acknowledgement of the how important and how significant this is in business.
You know, Manisha, something that has come up in the previous conversations we'd have on the pod is that capital, social networks are normally the important key points that are mentioned to drive business growth. But we find that legal literacy doesn't often come up. Why is that? Why do you see that business owners and entrepreneurs are shying away from being legally savvy?
So the first is that there is a focus, or perhaps even a mindset of entrepreneurs, that the important or the important issues in business is getting clients. So there is a strong drive on customer acquisition, you know, getting to the right markets. And in order to do this, there is this hunt for capital. So securing the right capital. And falling in the background are fundamental interventions and fundamental needs such as accounting or legal. So let's talking about legal, it's, you know, I think there's a block for a lot of entrepreneurs, or as I say, a lack of acknowledgement of how it permeates all aspects of business. It's not just for recoveries. It's not only for bad debts and when things go wrong. It's about creating a foundation up front. And I believe that from a business law perspective, that one of the blocks and barriers may in fact be how complex business law may appear to a business owner starting up. So it may be considered too sophisticated, too complicated, too vast. Perhaps it is not simplified, or it's not sorted in it's in ways that may be more easily to digest. So instead of embracing it, a lot of business owners would then say, I would rather now deal with this as and when I may need at a later stage in my business.
And how are you then uncomplicating the legal process in business for these small businesses and entrepreneurs? What is eLegal offering?
So the first is to simplify these complex legal principles. So taking governance as an example, business owners would assume that governance deals with either corporate or state-owned enterprises, but not acknowledging what is the fundamentals around governance. It's about a value system that enhances and which establishes good behavior and protocols in the business. And it could save you from fraud. It could save you from bad decision-making regarding the type of creditors or that you may be dealing with. So it's about simplifying legal principle and presenting it to entrepreneurs in a format that is easy to understand and cost-effective and to implement. And it should be self-implementable. So by that, I mean is that you don't need to rush off to a commercial law attorney and a corporate lawyer to implement simplistic legal principles that could actually enhance your business. So simplification is about unpacking the complex stuff, presenting it in a way that is easy to digest, and to eliminate to some extent the cost of attorneys and to be able to do this on your own and in a way that makes sense for you and your business.
Just delving into the offering furthermore, as a SME owner that is interested here, what could I hope to gain? Is there a course maybe that I can participate in? Should I be going just online and self-studying? Is there guidance that you're offering entrepreneurs and small business owners to ensure that they are understanding the content correctly?
So this is the uniqueness of the Legal Platform. It's a resource center that does provide frameworks, model documents, tools of how to implement. But the starting point is gaining knowledge. So traditionally, legal knowledge stays with the lawyer. You only access advice, and it's limited to what you can afford. But here, you can access this information through a legal academy. The legal academy ensures that if you are having documents prepared for you, or you and your team are reviewing contracts, you're able to learn about the fundamentals of contracts and how to read and interpret them as you implement this in your business. So the Legal Academy ensures a transfer of this knowledge to yourself and your team and includes, as I've mentioned, contracts, compliance, HR and labor, deal making, dispute resolutions, shareholders, AI, social media, compliance, governance, if I haven't mentioned. So there is a transfer of this information to the entrepreneur. Sometimes we don't know what we need because we don't know what we don't know. So the boot camp or the academy helps you unpack this. And then, Akona, the next step is, and this is also unique, is once you know what is available to you, you need to do a self-diagnosis. You need to do a little bit of a legal health check with your business to say, well, hang on, I actually do need a social media policy or an AI policy because this impacts me, my productivity of my staff, the IP of my customer base. And because we're in a digital era, this is becoming a lot more complex and onerous. And then thereafter, the tools, the frameworks, the legal support from our highly skilled commercial lawyers, it holds your hand. This entire process is very supportive and holds your hand through as your business grows from one stage to the other.
And I'm just wondering here, Monisha, as you're speaking, if a business owner then does choose to look into this and see if it works for them, are they going to get a template of work along with the knowledge that they've gained to take to their businesses? Is there any resources that they can take home with them apart from what they've learned to kind of incorporate into their work? So, for example, a contract for an employee or the social media policy, is there a blueprint that you can offer them as a take home that they can use and build on in the future?
So there's two ways of accessing take home tools. The one is play around on the website, read, gain some knowledge, and contact us because we have these resource packs available. If you need to know more about HR or how to prepare a policy or a sample policy or a how to write a warning letter, or do I need a non-disclosure agreement? If you need these type of packs, contact us. Our information is on the website and we will quite happily share this information with you. The other alternative is that once you've completed the academy, within the academy itself is a comprehensive ebook, and this is in our second version. The original was in 2016. It really is about everything you need to know about commercial law and in every aspect of business, from startup to mergers and acquisitions. And in addition to that, every module includes a toolkit that would include the self-check, sample models, and perhaps it has guidelines on how to best implement a contracts framework, what would be the risks to check and look out for. So yes, there's a lot. This is good stuff here.
Yeah, it's encouraging to hear. You're right, it's good stuff. But we've also known, speaking about the sector each and every week, that small businesses often ride a very tight financial ship. What are the costs of accessing eLegal? Is it a free resource? Is it a subscription? Can you speak to us about the costs there, please?
So there is a freebie component. So you can go online and you can read content, and we are uploading content on a weekly basis, and you can learn. And from there, as I say, you can then access the resource packs from us directly, and there's no cost to this. The next stage of this is you are able the pricing is available online, where you are able to, at certain affordable packages from a few thousand rand up to larger amounts, depending on what your need is and what stage of maturity of business you are in. You can access this, and this is quite affordable packages. And finally, the other way from a cost perspective is to call us and let us know what sort of budget you're working with and what kind of help you need. And we are small enough and flexible enough to be able to provide you with what you're looking for. And, you know, what our undertaking is to help. It's never to turn an entrepreneur away.
And in terms of accessing you then and the platform, how can a small business owner, entrepreneur, access the eLegal platform? Is there a website that they can go to? Is there a number that they can call?
So the best is to go directly onto the website. It's www.elegal.com. So it's ELEGL.com. And every page has a form that you could complete. You also can book a consultation with us online, so you can have access to one of our attorneys. And also, forms part of bigger development programs as well. So if you're not an entrepreneur, but you are in the development market and you are working with numerous SMEs and growing businesses, this fits well within those programs. And yes, you can contact us either on the website by providing us with your details, or even contacting us on LinkedIn.
And Manisha, just before we end off, I just want to ask, out of interest here, the legal framework and the legal knowledge that you're trying to pass on to entrepreneurs and business owners, is it exclusive to the local context, or is there a broader teaching on doing business outside of South Africa and other countries?
Yes, so we have vast experience with cross-border transactions. So whether it is within Africa or outside in terms of Southeast Asia or the UK, we definitely have that kind of experience. And if you're looking to expand into other territories or to move products between different regions, we are more than equipped to assist, guide, and prepare documentation that's compliant with multi-jurisdictional legislation.
And just to end off, if you can just sum up the importance of the legal framework in a business and preventing it from meeting its demise in the 5 years, because we've always heard that businesses don't make it to the fifth birthday because of the struggles that they faced. How important is the legal framework in ensuring growth and ensuring prosperity in one's entrepreneurial ventures or business?
Look, Akona, the thing is that if you don't have a foundation in place, you are asking for trouble. So, the fact is you're going to hit challenges and roadblocks in your business as it grows. It's the nature of business. So how you deal with that face on when it arrives is based on what you have in place. So it's not about finding a lawyer when you are in a dispute with a shareholder or a customer or a supplier. And it's not about litigation. It's about what you have in place. So it's about the type of contracts you have signed. It's about ensuring that you're compliant in your business so that if there is a claim against you, whether it's workman's compensation related or not, that you have COIDA in place. It's about ensuring that you're compliant with legislation, that your policies and documents are in place. So it gives you a solid base from which you can trade. And without it, when it's about trading blindly. And law is not a last resort option. It's the starting point of a business. And it really is about creating a solid platform as the business grows. And if we implement it too late, then we are going to be wasting costs in terms of time and money. And our focus should rather be on growth and not putting out fires which we could have prevented from the get-go.
And there you have it, Monisha Prem, the founder of eLegal, telling us about how they are tackling legal literacy for entrepreneurs and business owners in the country, and how you can build your business's foundation so that you are prepared instead of putting out fires at a later stage. Thank you once again for joining us, Monisha. Appreciate your time and insights. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and follow Small Business Conversations, and don't forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can tweet me at Machoba_A, or you can email us at smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and insights for future conversations. Until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.